Women Shirin Masil Sushorim, Sunday, Parish Sav, March 13th, Adreus, Masil Sushorim. Okay, we're in the middle of the first parish. First parish. And Domi told us he's going to, Masil Sushorim, the Ramchal told us he's going to give us a sophisticated understanding of how to be an Eved Hashem, what to do in this world. Things that people think are simple and not that sophisticated and somewhat superficial, or at least they think of it superficially, is really very deep and very a subject we dig into and deeply into it. And therefore, he's safe for her. Again, the point of the purpose of life, the primary goal of life, very famous. We're just catching us up. He's a Machavosa Bolamo. That's a very, very, very famous phrase, Machavosa Bolamo. But the Mefarshim explain it, I think the Miller especially, but all the Mefarshim really explain that you shouldn't look at that sentence and say that a person was created to fulfill obligations, although that's the literal translation. But that's not the point of a person's life, to fulfill obligations. The point of a person's life is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us, as he'll say later, in a few sentences, he's going to say, to have pleasure, and to ultimately end with a that's unimaginable to us now, and we'll see about that. So it's not, we weren't created to fulfill obligations, we were. We were created more like the Ramchal understands it in Derech Hashem, which we learned. That we were created because Hashem wants to do chesed, and he wants to benefit, he wants to be a meitiv. He's ever a total meitiv, and that's why he created the world. Chovoso means our opportunities, in other words, our obligations, in the sense of what we have to do in order to achieve the purpose of the great chesed that Hashem is doing. We have to do something because, as we'll see shortly, and as we learned in Derech Hashem, a freebie chesed, Hashem should have just made beruim, creations that could bond with him and be nenemies of Hashchina, and have this unimaginable pleasure without having to work for it, without having to live through this world, which is bechira, nisayon, difficulties, obstacles, aggravations, obstacles. But the Ramchal explains that Derech Hashem, he doesn't elaborate on this in the Sosa Sharma at all. He alludes to it in a few words here and there in Perek Aleph, but the point is that the Hashem being the ultimate, so wants to be the ultimate meitiv, and the ultimate meitiv is if we earn it. And he gets deeper into it in Derech Hashem. First of all, when you earn something because of the fruits of your labor, it's that much more enjoyable. That's a chazal, and we all have experienced that. And second of all, we're able to bond, again, these are just words for us, we're able to bond closer to Hashem because we're like Hashem, because we created our own shleimus. Like we're self-contained, we're self-made people when we earned it. So that's where the word chova comes from, but it doesn't mean that's the purpose of the world, even though we say in Judaism was full of obligations, but that's not really. Technically, it's full of opportunities to achieve the greatest pleasure imaginable. And chova just means this is what you have to do to get it, because that's how Hashem created the path to this greatest pleasure. If you say there's the greatest pleasure, you know, you think in this world, let's say $1 million is the greatest pleasure. It turns out it's not true. We ask any lottery winner, but let's say it is. So and you say, but to get it, you have to climb this mountain. So, okay, so that's one point. That chavoso means what you have to do in order to achieve the pleasure that awaits you. Also, the word ba'olamo is very specific, because everybody has their own world. Everybody's word olamo is singular. Say my world. My world is not your world. Everybody's in their own world. Everybody has their own. And chayav adam loma bishvili nivra ha'olam. And the Gemara says the reason a person was created yechidi is because everybody is sort of patterned after adam arishon. Like the whole world is here for me, and the situation I'm in, and the parents I have, and the place I'm living, and the place I was born, and the friends I have, and the situation my family is in. Everything is unique to me, and I need to do my function in this world. So it's always olamo, it's always my world, which is a completely different world than the world of other people. So what is the purpose of the world? So he says to have pleasure. Rabbi Vigdanul says that in Slavotka, where he learned, the Rosh Hashiva Slavotka, Yitzchak Isaac Sher, said that we should put a semicolon, maybe even a period, after the word Sha'adam lo nivra ela lehisaneg, to have pleasure, to be happy, to find joy. But and it doesn't, it's true, lehisaneg al Hashem, lehisaneg al Hashem, but if you just say to a person that we are created to have pleasure in Hashem, so they, it doesn't mean anything to them. But you say they're created to have pleasure, and the truth is the world is full of pleasures. That's why there's so many brachas to make. And although there are difficulties in life, in the pathway of life, but the world itself is, we have to stop and think of the pleasures we have. This is an avoda. It's in Shar HaBechina and Chavis HaLvavos. It's an avoda, especially when people have troubles and sorrows. It's an avoda to stop and think. But the man was created to enjoy the world. L'saneg al Hashem. And those other things, the difficulties and the obstacles and the aggravations, are short term in order to increase the enjoyment of the ultimate pleasure. But it could be taken, he's saying, as a phrase in itself, that a person was created to have pleasure. That's just part of Hashem's hatava, part of Hashem being a mated and creating a world which is tov, and he's mated. That's why we're able to say, kol mad ovid kuchibrichu letav ovid, everything is for the good. Hashem is only a mated. And the Gemara says the source is, one of the sources is, that means everything he made, including things, including events, including history. Hashem is above time, and we are him as kol asher asa, meaning till the end of time, v'hinei tov ma'od. And that's why when we say the bracha, for example, Bar Nefashos, we talk about Hashem. We when we say Bar Nefashos, which many people forget to make. But it's there, and it talks about Hashem giving us what we need to have, and giving us even things that are enjoyable that we don't necessarily need to have. Chesronom is like bread and water, and then Chomash Barov is everything, like apples. You don't need apples to live. So everything is there for us to enjoy and to take chesed, and to be the recipients of Hashem's chesed. And that comes from the idea that Hashem, that when you draw the metal of the sonic, everything is good. Now, how are we going to get to that ultimate tahuk? The thing that makes everything else pale in comparison. So Hashem calls it Shazehu Hatanuk Amiti. That's the true pleasure, the true delight. We have no way of describing it. The greatest pleasure of all pleasures that is possible to exist. And that's an olam haba. So, and we don't even, we can imagine it, and you know, again, like, it doesn't mean anything to us, but he says, like, there's no, it's unimaginable, right? So we have to get there. Now, we may have to undergo some pain to get there, but when we get there, we'll see that the pain we're undergoing, which is the way we're going to get there, is insignificant, right? It's like, you know, you suffer a little pain, you work out, but then you're in good shape and you have good health. And you realize, well, that was nothing. That was 5 minutes a day, 10 minutes a day, and now I feel 100% better. And so you realize that the pain, and that's exactly the marshal. You undergo a little pain, and the pain is purposeful. And the pain is to get you to, because when you sacrifice, you realize that the goal is chashuv, because you know nothing comes easy, and you have to work, and so therefore, you know, it's like, and the flip side is also true. If a person would jump off a roof, jump out of an airplane without a parachute, he would have a few seconds of immense pleasure, because he feels like he is flying and floating, but then very quickly, after the 2 seconds, 3 seconds, he obviously has harapa, he jumped. So, and that's an exact marshal, I'm afraid, for Olam HaZeh and Olam HaBa, that we do have some fleeting pleasures here, which are probably superficial, are over in a few seconds. It's very hard to imagine a pleasure, okay, maybe an emotional pleasure, lasts longer, but, you know, usually the pleasures that we have are very short-lived, and they're very temporary, b'chlal, and, you know, you feel good, and then if you waste your time in this world taking the pleasures of this world, then it's like jumping out of a plane and enjoying the few seconds of feeling like you're flying, and it's, you know, pleasurable, and then you realize what you did, and, you know, you can't. Okay, so that's how he starts off. And then he says, so how do you get there? You get there in Olam HaZeh, and you get there with free will, and you get there by doing mitzvahs, and he says, not just mitzvahs, I'm going to get to the text, I'll tell you where we're up to. And it's not just mitzvahs, because if you remember from the Hakadamah to the Sefer, mitzvahs was one of a list of 5 things. He quoted the Pasuk. He's not going to follow the 5 things. He's going to follow a Braisa, a Rav Pinchas ben Yoir, but the 5 things in the Chumash that he talks about is Yiras Hashem, emulating Hashem, Avos Hashem, being dedicated and sincere in our Avodas Hashem, and keeping all the mitzvahs. So that's, it's mitzvahs and attitudes, and Chovos HaLevavos, one could say. And that's what brings us, that's the prose door, that's the hallway to get to the palace. And that's the only way to get there. And, you know, once you're there, you can't do anything. You can shout and bang on the door, and you could offer to pay another year's tuition. Nothing's going to help. You are what you are. That's it. And that's, some Bali Musar say that the fire of Gehenna is the busha, the burning embarrassment that we're going to have when we realize what we could have accomplished and what we did accomplish. And that's a fire. So some Bali Musar describes the fire. Okay. So Shem then goes on to say, we're going to get up to the text. It's good to, you know, we have to bring it back home. Zoshan then says that this ultimate that the shleimus that we're talking about is the pleasure, is the dveikus, dveikus b'Hashem. And we can achieve a measure of the dveikus in this world. In other words, he describes the mitzvahs not only as the ticket to get to Olam Haba, not only the ticket to get the schar, hayom ha'asoso mumochor l'kabel scharam, but they also are, it's not just the currency that you pay in order to get into online, and you get into Disney World when you pay enough money, but the mitzvahs, and this is where the other things come in besides the mitzvahs. The mitzvah changes, makes it more spiritual, makes a semblance of the Dveikus Hashem in this world. And then, when we shed the guf, and we shed the guf, and we're just the neshama, and then we come back together as a spiritual guf, which is Ramchal's view of Tchias HaNesem, then it's like we're not even really getting schar, we're just in the place where what we've accomplished in ourselves shines forth and allows us to partake of the pleasures of the Hisanag of Hashem. Because in this world we can't feel it because no matter what we do, we're tied down to a guf, right? We're brought down by a chomer, by being Basav Adam. But when we shed that, then we're going to fly with what we've accomplished in this world. And this, so the mitzvahs not only are the currency, the payment to get into Olam Haba, but they're also lights of spirituality that affects us, and that's what the schar is. We have that. We've accomplished that. We've grown. We've become spiritual. We've become like Hashem. And therefore, when we shed the guf, then we really reap the benefits of that. Okay. He then goes off a little on tangent, and he says, and he talks about how not only do I do that to myself, but I do that to the whole world. And the more we're misaking in ourselves, the more we're obey Hashem, and we're using this world to transverse this passageway, that's the purpose of everything in the world. And we are making them purposeful as well. Even if it's an inanimate object or a fruit tree, the muscle, and they've achieved their purpose, and they also have their way of, you know, schar, being close to Hashem, but that depends on us, because man is the center of the universe. So that's what he says. Everything is, he's either ma'ala the olam with him, or makalkal the olam with him. Klolo shel dover. We'll pick up the text from there. Well, no. He said, well, nivra hazam ba'ol gurd matzavu bolam hazeh. The person was not created for what we see going on around us. El dover matzavu bolam habah. This is the way to get there. Maybe it's in Gemara. Ayom la'asosam l'mochel kabel scharam. And now we'll start learning the text, the Tira, the Emes. And the Ramchal wants to show, you know, you don't have to take the words of Chazal if you don't want to believe them. But let's use logic to say that our lives here can't be the purpose for which we were created. The Tira Behemes, Shekvar Lo Yuchal Shem Baal Seichel, no intelligent person can believe Bahamin Shetaklus Briya Sa'adim Ulu Matzolah Baalam Azeh. That this is it, this is what it's all about. Because it's full of these aggravations and it's full of these of all the things that we all have in our lives. So if you look at them as opportunities to grow and to become close to Hashem and to whatever growth would be, whether it's in learning or in Shtapa or in Milos Chassadim or in doing mitzvahs, if we grow, so then that's what it was all about. That's what was supposed to happen. But if you're going to say that the whole thing is Olam Hazeh, then, you know, so you say, okay, an apple tastes very good, but how does that compare to the Tzara I'm undergoing? And you know, that's very depressing. So how can you think that but if you see it as a springboard to spiritual growth, or even if you look at all the hanos and pleasures of Olam Hazeh are also really pathways to get to Olam Haba, because we make a bracha over it, and if you follow Chavetz Halavos and Shara HaBechina, we grow in our appreciation of what Hashem did for us when we derive benefit and enjoyment in Olam Hazeh. So everything becomes a kli, as Michal Eliel would call it. Everything becomes a kli to my avodas Hashem. But if we cut that out, chas v'shalom, and if we would imagine that all there is olam hazeh, then we say, wow, you know, every has such aggravation, and this goes wrong, and that goes wrong, and how many people can say they enjoy life, and the rich people don't enjoy life. Most of them. You have maybe yechidim that are, you know, enjoying their lives in olam hazeh, then you have to just remind them how temporary it is in this olam haba. But so Sharm in this paragraph is saying that it makes no sense that the purpose of creation is to live for, you know, 70, 80, 90, 100, 120 years and have all the baggage that comes along with what we know life consists of. You know, if you just look at Olam Hazeh, not as a springboard to Olam Haba, not as an opportunity to serve Hashem, not as an opportunity to do mitzvahs and become spiritual and bond with Hashem, so that when we shed the guf and so on. But you say, this is what there is. So, first of all, Omisha who sameach is someone genuinely happy. Sholeh mamash ba'olam. Imesh no sein b'hem shivim shana ben beguro shonim shana rabam amol ba'omer. That's toil, pain. B'chama min eitzar b'chaloim u'machoim u'tzrodos. Pain, sickness, aches and problems. Bachar kozos hamavas. And then when it's all over, they put you in the ground and they cover you up. And echad min yolof lo'imotzei. I doubt that you'll find one in a thousand that can walk away and say that he found tranquility and pleasure in this world. Sheir ba'olam lo hanos v'shalvo amitis. V'gam hu, you know, efil yagil amei ashani, this will be 100 years old. Sheikor over v'otol min ha'olam. Right? He's not enjoying anything anymore at 100. So it's impossible to think. This is the first piece of logic. First he brought on Chazal, and now he's talking logically. The first piece of logic is that it doesn't make sense to think that a person was created for the purpose and objective of pleasure of this world. V'lo od, a second argument, elu shem tachlis b'riyas ha'odam hayo l'tzorech olam ha'dzeh, v'hoya tzorech l'meizeh she'tinpach bo neshama kol kach hashuv v'vel yonah. Why did Hashem give us a chelik alo kamimau? Why did Hashem give us such a spiritual entity as a neshama, a soul? We're not talking about apikursim, we don't believe in a soul either. He understands everything, but the purpose is my life here. Yeah. Or even if a person says my purpose is, okay, this is, you know, the truth is, even if we would say my purpose is to raise a family, my purpose is to make a living and earn a living and raise my children, and, no, that's not the purpose. That's not the purpose's purpose. The purpose's purpose is what we're saying here, to serve Hashem, and to walk through the minefield of this world to get to Olam Haba. And even if it sounds altruistic and wonderful that, you know, my purpose in this world is to give to my children, to raise my children, you know, it's not true. Because then you know what happens? Let's say you have a person, just as a muscle. You have a person, so he spent his life working. I mean, work, he's supposed to work. He went to work, but then he's retired. Okay? And now, someone says to him, you know, you should really learn. You should really go spend a few hours a day in the basement. You're retired, you have your bank account, you have your pension fund. You really, wow, you can sit and learn now. And he said, you know, I gotta spend time with my grandchildren. Because that's what I'm, no, it's not, How are you thinking? That's not the purpose. Nothing is the purpose. The only purpose that is to bond with Hashem and be zochet to the ultimate pleasure. That's what Hashem wants. Now, how do you do that? There are different ways. That's what I said, the olamo. People have different worlds. Some people have to do that, you know, provide their grandchildren with a sense of security. Some people have to do different things. There's a lot of things to do in this world, and everybody has their own olamo, their own olam. That's where they have to live, and that's what they have to do. My point is that after you finish understanding what the ultimate purpose is, then you go back and say, I'm going to use everything in this world for that purpose, and then everything gets transformed. Then everything becomes a springboard for growth. Everything becomes the life that Hashem chose for you in order to give you the ultimate good. So then, all the obstacles and pain and tragedies even, and difficulties are opportunities. Once you establish that the goal, because it's an opportunity for the ultimate goal, and the ultimate goal is the Sanag of Hashem. Below Ode, second piece of logic, is Elish in Tachlis Brios Odom Hayotzorach Olam Hazeh, Lo Yotzorach Mamei Zeh Shetzinupach Bo Neshama, Kol Kach Hashuva Ve'el Yonah, Shetzir Gedol Yosem Ben HaMalachim Atzmo, we're told that he has a Neshama, because it involves my own input, and I create my ruchnius, and the malachim are the ones with the freebie. We said, you know, Hashem wants to give the ultimate toll, so he wouldn't give the freebie. But he gave the malachim the freebie. The malachim are spiritual creatures who are close to Hashem, and that's all they know. They don't have the yitzhar, they don't have a guf, they don't have anything to bring them down. And therefore the neshama of a person is on a higher madrega than the malachim. And that means what he needs this neshama for if the purpose of life is the 9 to 5, back home, again, the rat race, you know, wake up the next morning and do the same thing again. Not only, you know, what do you need it for, first of all? And second of all, where's its pleasure? It's in this world too. It's not having any pleasure from the partying. A person toils and the soul is never satisfied. Marshal Lamad Domed, it's referring to the neshama. That's how the neshama is learning. It's referring to the neshama that has no pleasure in Olam Hazeh. Same thing could be very pleasurable to you, but it's pleasurable for your goof. So not only what do you need your neshama for, but also the goof is dissatisfied. Marshal Lamad Domed, the Aroni, a villager, a simple villager, said Nosso Bas Melech. He ended up marrying a princess. In Yavi Lo Kol Masha Ba'olam, he can bring her anything in his world. It's expensive and choshuv, and he can gift wrap it, but if I, nothing, it repels her, because she's a princess, and she's used to things that he can't even imagine in his world. You know, he brings her a pudding, you know. And she's used to a princess in a palace. The nefesh was misanig al Hashem before it was brought down to this world, so you're going to satisfy it with a piece of kugel. Makes no sense. Chinamu Rabbi says, "Chinamu Mizrach Al Kochu Chatanoser Val Kochu Chatanolah." The Neshama Heves Olam is that cloud. The Neshama is not happy with this world. El Adra Rabbi Moeses Bo. But again, he's talking Lu Yitzuya. We could imagine no Olam Haba. Once there's Olam Haba, then the Neshama loves Olam Hazeh. Because here is what's going to earn. This is the famous story of the Gra on a deathbed. is holding his tzitzis and says, what a pity to leave this world for a few pennies, two small amounts of money. I can do this, I can buy a pair of tzitzis, and that's it. And the reward is eternity and pleasure. And what a pity to leave this world with. It costs me so little to have something so great, so expensive, so chashuv. So after the Olam Haba, and this is the pathway to get there, then the Neshama loves Olam Hazeh. It's repelled by the pleasures of it, and it tries to direct the man or the woman to use Olam Hazeh in Avodas Hashem. So that's the Neshama's prodding us. Don't get bogged down in the mud and just think that that's it. Use Olam Hazeh to make a bracha, to thank Hashem, to feel gratitude, to do mitzvahs. You know, that's what the Neshama, that's now, but when the Neshama describes that the Neshama is mo'eses bo, it is repelled, it despises Olam Hazeh, it means without that hook. Because he's talking without that hook, he's talking about something just logical. To say that this world can't be the purpose. Of course, if you deny that there's a soul in a person, then his proof goes away. But he's not talking to Happy Kursum, he's not talking to people who deny the existence of the soul. He's not talking to lower people. You know, remember, he starts off, Rav Pinchas ben Yonah Brisa starts off. The whole ladder of growth starts, Rosh Hashanah leaves off the first rung, because it starts off Torah, Mavili de Zahirus. Now he starts off with Zahirus, because first comes Torah, then you become learned. For a man, obviously, it's a different way, or it's more than for a woman, but first you have to understand Hashem, you have to understand your obligation, you have to know what they are. That's the Torah. Then Torah is once you have the right outlook, once you're on board with, you know, with what never used to be a shaila even, I'm a Jew, this is what it means to be a Jew. Then you start with the 15 or whatever it is steps, the Hebrews, Rehus, the Kiyos, Precious, but he leaves out Torah, that's, we're starting after that. As I said, even in the Hagdama, when he brought down the custom, he brought down the five things of the pasuk, and only one of them is Shmiras Mitzvahs. This Avos Hashem, Yiras Hashem, emulating Hashem, and doing it for Chol Avodcha, doing it wholeheartedly, sincerely. And then also, the Shmiras Mitzvahs. So that's again, that's who he's talking to. So once you know that there's a neshama, does it make any sense that the trigger, what is it doing here? What is it doing here? If the purpose is Olam Hazeh. And second of all, why would Hashem do that, so to speak, create something that's repelled by its environment? So he's saying, but now also it's repelled by the Chumriyah's environment? No, it's not, because now it's the stepping stones to get to Olam Haba. In Cain, Badei Lo Hayaborei, Aborei Esparach Shemo Bereil Letachlish Who Neged Chukah V'Nimas Imenu. Hashem wouldn't create something in a situation where it's repulsed by where it is. El Briyoso Shema Odom L'Matzav Olam Habohi. Baal Kein Nitna Bo Neshama Zos to have the goal of Olam Haba. Cain Kiro Lo In La'Avot. Then the neshama is ready to work in this world to achieve that ruchnius. First of all, you become a more spiritual person in this world. You can actually have this to a degree. You can have this bonding with Hashem in this world. Feel Hashem's closeness in this world. We talked about kirvas alukim. Talked about the mitzvah of Dveikus Hashem happens to be a mitzvah saseh of the 248. You know, so you have to figure out some way of bonding with Hashem, feeling Hashem's presence, being aware of Hashem's presence. Well, that's the chayr what it means. Shluya Dover. Oh, Shluya Dover Nimas on the Shmosa Bolam Hazeh, and now it won't be disgusting and a turn off to its Neshama and Olam Hazeh. Ava Adar Abonehu Abonechwa Dimenuch. It's going to love, and it's going to thank you Hashem for making Olam Hazeh, because this is the pathway to the greatest imaginable pleasure possible. Once you incorporate this into your body, into your soul, so to speak, again, you see, he says two things. The mitzvahs, the importance of doing mitzvahs, don't negate, shrug off, or make Chas V'Shalom insignificant, any mitzvah, any halacha. But then he also says, V'yikar ha'avod asher b'yodeinu. So what is that, if the mitzvahs? So that is the other four things in the pasuk: loving Hashem, fearing Hashem, walking in His ways, and perfecting one's heart, becoming, doing everything me'achuz and sincerely, and rejecting any foreign ideas. And now he's going to say a simple mathematical equation, that the schar, which is a result of doing the mitzvahs and being an Oved Hashem, is commensurate with how many you did and how much you're in Oved Hashem. The goal is reached only through integration of all the means that were used to reach the goal. The degree of the strength of what you invested, so that will be commensurate with the result that comes from it. A deviation that's found in the emtsayim, the ways to reach the goal, we're going to know it when we come to the end of the day. Tibachin toldoso b'viruvadai. Bagiyas manataklis. Then it will be exposed to others. It won't be exposed to others. No difference. But the point is, it will be exposed to you, and that might be a very unsettling experience. I know of the kibbutzkun chomishik usavti zembor. The precision that you're careful about when you do mitzvahs, and I'm saying in the lave of the mitzvahs, the bonding with Hashem when you do a mitzvah, thinking that you're doing His will, maybe looking into a chinuch or other sforim, explaining what His will is, why this is His will. You have to do it carefully and properly. Like you weigh out gold and jewels. I'm going to be careful when I do a mitzvah to do it properly, now that I am aware of the unbelievable ramification of this mitzvah. So I'm not going to do it sloppily. I'm not going to do it, well, I don't really know how to do it. I'm not going to ask Shaila. I don't know where to look it up. My husband doesn't really know. Our minutes are so busy. I'll just do it. But if you realize the ramifications of doing it, as he says, behold, like properly, so you're not going to have that attitude. You're going to want to get it right because the ramifications are so great. Okay, we'll stop there. I think next Sunday I'm ready to learn, right? Even though I don't know where I'll be, I don't know what condition I'll be in, but the plan is here.
Wednesday, no shir.
Right. Wednesday is no shir. Correct. Yeah. Thank you. I'll make it. Let's see.
And we have the sheer ramen. That was fantastic. Yeah. I've never heard anything like this. And the message came through so strong.
Oh boy. Watch out, my hat's not going to fit me anymore.
Everybody went out. It was such a smile.